The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio, with your host, Cheryl Hongzermeyer. On our program today, we'll explore Chinese medicine, including herbal medicine, acupuncture, and much more. We invite your questions and comments during the show, too. Now, here is Cheryl Hongzermeyer.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome to Sticking to the Point, and I'm Cheryl Hongzermeyer. Today we're going to be discussing pediatric acupuncture and how Chinese medicine benefits children. A lot of people are a little bit curious about this whole field. Some acupuncturists perhaps are a little intimidated by the idea of treating children. And it is. You have to have sort of a certain way of working with children, I think, to do it, to take care of them in a real positive way. Just for my background, I was a nurse for many, many years, 33 to be exact, and I retired after that. And a lot of that time I did spend in pediatrics, shock trauma, pediatric ER. I worked in medical surgical pediatrics and hospitals. I got to know children very well, as you can imagine, through all this time, all different age groups. It was very interesting. I think I was drawn, when I first was going to nursing school years ago, I thought, oh my God, we had to go through all these different rotations, and I thought, pediatrics would be like the most negative one, I thought. But then when I went into pediatrics in nursing school, I realized, wow, I have a certain affinity for this, for working with children. And so I actually enjoyed a lot of my years in nursing and working with kids. That's a whole different world, as you can imagine. They have so much different kind of, their energy is so different. And I've really enjoyed working with them as an acupuncturist for the last 12 years. I've seen a lot of kids, and it's really amazing how sensitive they are to Chinese medicine and energy medicine. There are so many, there are a lot of different aspects and modalities for Chinese medicine that we'll be discussing a little, touching on a little bit each one today. First of all, a lot of parents will, when they call me and they say that their child has problems, I will often, they'll say, well, my child, I'm scared for them to have needles, acupuncture needles. And I use acupuncture needles on children because I think they're the most effective of all the different modalities, to be honest with you. But there are other things that we can do. And when we have, for example, let's just talk about the needles right now, because that's a big the fear factor here in the United States. It's sometimes better if a parent, the parents actually get acupuncture just to see what it's like. And sometimes when I first have a child a lot of times we'll put an acupuncture needle in the parent, in the mother. Usually it's the mother that comes with the child. And I think that helps relax them, and it's interesting how the mother and child are sort of like a circuit. They really are energetically very, very connected. And a lot of times when a mother feels anxious or a mother feels a certain way emotionally, that is very, even if she's trying to be cool about it and trying to be mellow around the child, that child will actually feel it. And it will impact them in their emotional health and their well-being. So it's very important. A lot of times we think that if you treat the child, we also treat the mother quite frequently. It's often very important. If a child's been sick over a period of time, it exhausts the mother, because they are so wrapped up in that child. And just treating the mother will also benefit the child. The child will actually start getting better too. If a mother comes in exhausted and just a little bit feeling overwhelmed with the whole thing, then it's important to treat her as well. You know, especially children that have chronic illness, like the irritable bowel disease, which includes ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. That's a aspect under the irritable bowel disease. And a lot of times, children with these chronic issues you can imagine, and you know, as a parent, how it impacts you in your life and how you deal with things and stuff. So it's very good to also treat the parent very often. A lot of times, it's really interesting. Parents, the mother will come in and she's got big circles under her eyes. She's feel her face is drawn. There's tension in her face. And it's very important for a woman to realize that, you know, you have to take care of yourself. It's so important. Life is there's a lot of stresses on us, and you have to take care of yourself, or you don't have anything to draw from to care for your children and your family. And, you know, a lot of times a woman will feel like she has to, give up a lot, or give up a lot of time and energy, and they'd feel like they don't have time. But you know what? You have to make time for yourself, or you can't help your children. So that being said, I want to just talk about it. I use very, very small needles, very tiny needles. If an acupuncture needle is just totally solid, it doesn't have a hole in it. It doesn't have a inside where you can push medicine through or anything like that. It's a totally solid little tiny needle. And you have this plastic tube that comes around it, most generally we have in the United States, because the needles are so tiny. And you just tap it in. A lot of times when a child first comes in, I'll show you them what I call the energy tubes, and I tap the energy tube on their skin, and I'll even tap it on mine or mom's, and then I even give them a little plastic tube that a needle comes in, and they can tap it on themselves or tap it on their mom and tap it on me, and we just sort of talk about the energy tube. The initial visit, most generally, I try to treat the child as quickly as possible. The children don't have a lot of tolerance for just messing around. Let's just get down to business. This is my opinion. Get down to business. Take care of the child. Talk with the child, and not spend a lot of time talking with mom on the initial visit. What I do is a lot of times I'll talk with them on the phone. They'll send me an email and tell me some of their concerns, what they want to achieve with the treatment, and I'll talk to them about what I want to do, and then I focus my attention as much as possible on that child when they come in, looking at them, examining them, doing my own thing in a very subtle way if it's a small child. I also, like, if I get a school-age kid in, I don't like to spend a lot of time. It's a lot of wasted time. I like to get kids in and out, and they can go about their life and go play and have fun. That's what life's about, really. And I think adults forget that, and we're here for joy and happiness. We're not here to suffer and struggle. And I think that that's very important, that children, we could learn a lot from children, just seeing how they deal with life and how they work with stuff. Play is very, very important, and that's another aspect that we can also discuss. But anyway, so the child, when they come in, I have a parent fill out a health history questionnaire, a little bit about if they've had a lot of infections, if they had any surgeries, how was the labor, the pregnancy, the labor, any complications, were they stayed in the hospital a little bit longer, the child, were they in the NICU, the neonatal intensive care, did they have an infection right away, was the mom sick during pregnancy, how was she sick? What did she do about it? What medications did she take? All of that impacts on how we look at that child and how we're going to move forward with the treatment. Now, you may ask, well, what do you treat a child for? Well, you have kids get infections very quickly, get fevers very quickly. It's just amazing. And so they have a lot of times upper respiratory infections, ear infections. They have all kinds of tummy problems. Their spleen, what we call the spleen or the digestive system in children, is very immature. And so we have all kinds of bedwetting, anxiety, depression, all kinds of strange emotional things are cropping up now in our busy life today with children, where doctors are starting to prescribe antidepressants at a very young age. And these children do so, a lot of them do very well just just getting acupuncture. It makes a huge difference on them emotionally with dealing with their stress of their lives. So anyway, so when I see a child and I decide that I want to do needles, I don't do very many, very few needles compared to what I do with adults. And I'll tap it into the specific acupuncture area points. We look at the meridians in children, the different channels that I've talked about before. There are 12 major channels, and then there are eight extraordinary channels. And we have children that I just do like two or three points, acupuncture points. They're under three, I just go in, get the energy to come to that needle, and then take it out. That's how long I keep it in for a child under three. It's amazing. They do so well with it. They just sort of look at you and the eyes sort of get big, and then that's it. A mother holds their child like if they're little. Sometimes once they get bigger, they can lie down on the bed and I'll put them in, and they, like, let's say, for instance, a child is 5 years old, I would leave that needle in for 5 minutes. That's it. And while I've got those needles in, I'm also doing other things. I'm talking with the child, trying to figure out what makes them happy. Having a little discussion with them if they're talkative, and it's really precious to be with them. One time, I had a little boy that came in. He was just about 3 years old, and so that meant an in and out kind of needle kind of thing. And he had so much coughing. He had gotten an infection, and he had been put on antibiotics. And then he continued to have cough afterwards. He had a residual cough post once he cleared up with his so-called infection. And so he continued to cough, and especially at night he would cough and cough and cough and cough, and he would continue to make a lot of mucus. And the daycare center was threatening the mother, saying, "We can't have a child in here with as much, snot or mucus. And so you have to do something." And she took him to the doctors, and they said, "Well, he must have asthma." So they gave him asthmatic medications, which if you're familiar with asthma, a lot of times those medicines will make you hyper. Very, very hyper. And so he was very hyper, even more hyper than usual. So the mother was at her wit's end because the kid coughed a night. He wasn't getting good sleep. And so she called me and said, "Cheryl, can you help him?" So he came in. I thought, okay, I've got two. Since this is my first time with him, I'll just do two needles. And but when I got them in, they just sort of dangled. And I thought, well, it's going to take a little longer for the chi or the energy to reach that needle, because you can tell when energy reaches a needle. It's sort of like a fish grabbing hold of a hook. It's interesting how it sort of you have that notice, that little thing. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to have to wait for this chi. I can't take it out just directly. So I had him. I said, "Okay, can you count?" He goes, "Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3. So he goes up to 10. And I go, "That is totally cool. Okay. Well, and so we took it out. And then the other one, I said, "Well, you know what?" He says, "You know, I learned Spanish when in daycare. I can count to 10 in Spanish." And I said, "Okay, so go ahead." So he goes, "Uno, tres, nueve, diez." And I thought, "Oh, that is totally good. Perfect." And then his mother says, "Well, I learned Russian in college. Could I count to 10 in Russian?" And so she went through it, and I knew some German, so I threw in up to 10 in German. And we had just a wonderful little thing. It sort of, you know, he got his mind onto counting and all this. It was so cute. And we after that whole thing, he asked me, "Can I take a little energy tube home with me?" And I says, "Yes, you can take it home with you." And so his mom said that he had actually said, "You know what? He liked that energy tube so much, he acted like he was giving me acupuncture at home." But then what happened was that he stopped his coughing. She gave a percentage, 75% less coughing, and the mucus is almost gone. So I gave him another treatment a week later, and I said, "You know, if he has issues, give me a buzz, but I think he'll be okay." And he did well. He did well. I think we need to have a short break. This is Cheryl Hungsmeyer, and you're listening to Sticking to the Point Natural Medicine Radio on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned, and we'll have some more discussion, and I hope you will call in and ask me questions about acupuncture for children.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Caring for someone with autism can be full of challenges and triumphs. Wherever you are on your autism journey, we all benefit from good information and guidance. Join host Rob Haupt every week for a friendly show that will leave you inspired and informed. Tune in to Autism Spectrum Radio. Our guests include parents, advocates, and experts to discuss current experiences, treatments, and breakthroughs for those living with autism. Listen every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Make the most of your beautiful life. Listen to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Li and co-host Kurt Wilhelm to gain tips on how to live healthier and happier, alleviate suffering, prevent disease, become more beautiful in body, mind, and fashion, and find peace, balance, and success in your life. Are you aware that every 3,500 calories that you eat above what you burn will put a pound of fat on your body? And running 1 mile only burns 200 calories? So portion size does matter, and migraines do have a cure. What is it? You'll have to tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio with Cheryl Hungsermeyer. Do you have a question for Cheryl or her guest today? Please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email at CherylHRadioShow@acumedicine-health.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back to our Sticking to the Point. And this is Cheryl Hungsermeyer, and we're talking today about children getting acupuncture. Now, we've talked a little bit about the needles, and I was just wanting to also talk, there are other things that we can do. There's a Japanese, we have these little tiny Japanese instruments, handmade instruments that you can use also for kids under the age of 9, which is nice, especially since the meridian system isn't quite super as developed as a child that's over, like let's say around 10 and above. Then they start having, we look at it as that the acupuncture points are a little more developed, and so it's more general as a child is smaller. We can do acupuncture needles, but in this area that we want to work with, and in the area of where points would be on an adult, looking at the bone structure, the muscles, the subcutaneous tissue, and so like we can use the needles, but we can also use this little Shonishin instruments. And what we do is we tap along the meridians, along the arms, inside the arm, the outside of the arm, the inside of the legs, outside of the legs. We can tap on their abdomen with these Shonishin instruments, and we can also tap on the back. Now, the back is a very important part of treating children, I think, because children are very yang, what we call yang, which if you want to look at yin and yang, that whole thing, the children are more yang because they have more energy. They're more abrupt and outgoing and active and stuff. And as you age, you become more yin. But so children are more yin, what we call yin deficient, and yang excess, most generally. Although if you're depleted, you've been through a lot of sickness, you'll become a less yang. So what do we do? What am I talking this yin yang thing? Okay, well, let's look at an animal. If an animal is like a horse or a calf, a cow, they're in the field. Their legs are down to the ground, and their back and their head is closest to the sun. That is the yang side of the body. The head, the back, and the back upper neck, all that is very, very yang, what we call yang. And that's what we treat a lot. It's very effective to treat the back and the head, especially for children, because we look at pathogenic factors, which is sort of an something that comes in and bothers a child. We think it comes in through the head and upper back. And so we treat that area. And we can use needles on the upper the neck and the upper back and right behind the head. Or we can also use the Shonishin instruments. We can go along the whole back all the way down to the down the spine, along the spine on the muscles there. We can also massage it. There's a whole massage technique we call Tuina. Pediatric Tuina is very popular in China, and there's a whole Tuina kind of thing that we can do here, where we can go down the spinal column and tonify them, make them stronger. We can, a lot of times, if a child or an adult even who comes in right within 18 hours, 12 to 18 hours of starting to get symptoms of like a cold or a flu, if a child or an adult can get in here to the acupuncture office, we can a lot of times do a major treatment with gua sha, which is a form of massage too in Chinese medicine. And sometimes we can just sort of stop the progression of that viral syndrome. Or minimize the symptoms that a child or an adult can feel. And so, but it's interesting. Sometimes it just almost nips it in the bud right there. And it's almost miraculous. It's really cool. And, you know, it's nice to be able to stop that kind of progression before they get sicker, they can't go to school then, or, you know, there's a whole regimen around, you know, can I stay home with my child, you know, with the parents and their work and stuff. And so if you can nip that in the bud, the child stays healthy. You don't have to go through a whole course, then possibly go and goes deeper into the lung or the lung system, what we call the lung system, then get on antibiotics, and then that weakens the GI tract, which is already weak in a child. So it's good to get it done, taken care of right away. And so a lot of people, or I can also show parents when they come in here how to gua sha their child, and so that they can do it themselves at home. Because that's what mothers in China do. They have little jar lids. What's perfect here in the United States is the little jar lids that come on baby food jars. Those jar lids are soft around the edge, and they're perfect for gua sha to help so that you can do that at the very beginning of a flu-like symptoms or cold-like symptoms. It's very good, and it helps nip it in the bud. Now, let's say a child has lots of ear infections. The eustachian tube in a child is different than an adult, and can easily, you can have things pool, and bacteria and viral thing elements pool in that eustachian tube when they're in bed at night or whatever. And we can actually break a whole cycle of how kids can like if they've gotten they got an ear infection, they go in, they get antibiotics, and they go home, they've got this, you know, their ears are the membrane is red, you know, they got to get them started back on antibiotics. If you can bring your child in to get acupuncture, we can actually break that cycle, which is totally cool, because you don't want these kids on antibiotics all the time, and the doctors don't want to put them on antibiotics, but what do you do with the pain? So, but there are some things that we can do here, and to help strengthen a child, strengthen their ears, and help them be more healthy so they can avoid future antibiotic getting more antibiotics and more antibiotics. So that's another thing that parents can think about is, you know, how can we keep their immune system up? And that's the beauty of acupuncture. It's so preventive. The old master said, if a person got sick, they weren't doing their job. So it's acupuncture is very, very preventive, proactive. It fits into a wonderful healthcare modality of preventive rather than curative. So let's take a break for right now. And you're listening to Cheryl Hungsmeyer and Sticking to the Point. And we'll be back with some more discussion on pediatric acupuncture. And I welcome any questions that people have and comments, and if they've had a child taking getting acupuncture in the past. Let's hear about your experience. I welcome it. Okay, let's have a break. We'll be back.
Your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcast each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brower and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio with Cheryl Hungsmeyer. Do you have a question for Cheryl or her guest today? Please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email at CherylHRadioShow@acumedicine-health.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. We're in our show called Sticking to the Point. And this is Cheryl Hungsmeyer. I'm glad to be talking about this. This whole topic of pediatric acupuncture and Chinese medicine is, you know, close to my heart because it's just so amazing how helpful it is to children. And one of the things I'm going sort of over different methods that we use. We've talked about the needles, the shonishin, a Japanese method of using the little instruments. We've talked a little bit about gua sha. We can also use vibration. I have this little vibratory instrument that we can go over acupuncture areas with the vibration. we can use moxa, moxbustion, and that's using this they developed moxibustion in northern China because of the colder environment there in the caves. And back in ancient times, they used moxibustion a lot. It's an absolutely wonderful herb. It's sort of from the herb that we use is sort of from the chrysanthemum family, if you get down into that whole thing. And it is very therapeutic. We look at, if you apply it to an area, it actually goes into the channel. And it's heat. You heat it. You light it. You can use this little tiger warmer over the area, and it's very gentle and warm and soothing. We can use that a lot, especially for kids who are real deficient, kids that are undergoing cancer therapy, really relate well to a moxibustion, using moxibustion on them to help them have better quality of life while they're going through all that chemo. We can also use it on kids that have been sick a lot. Like I was just talking in the last segment about children who have multiple ear infections and have been on several courses of antibiotics, which impacts their GI tract and their, and we look at the GI tract as very close to the whole Wei Qi, W-E-I Qi, which is the protective mechanism of guarding us and protecting us and our immune system. So if a child is immune deficient or Wei Qi deficient, we can use moxibustion on them a lot. It's very beautiful. The change of season in China, people come in and get moxibustion. There's a point just below the knee, which is a very tonifying and it helps build a person so that it's sort of like getting, I guess you could say, the flu shot or something. It really bucks up the immune system. It's great. One other thing I wanted to also talk about, there are, if you have an adolescent girl who is having a lot of problems with her menstrual cycle, lots of cramps and irritability and just getting into the puberty thing and experiencing a lot of pain with periods or just sort of like an emotional kind of instability and outbursts. And Chinese medicine is so very good for that, for those girls, and it really helps them deal with their menstrual cycle better. And it's just a way to just help them out. It makes a huge difference on them emotionally and physiologically. We deal with all the different cycles a female has in their the menstrual cycle, the whole thing. We have four phases that we deal with, and so it's useful for adolescent girls to get acupuncture. Herbal medicine is also very good. A prepared herbal medicine is very effective too. Now, one other thing that I see a lot here are kids that do a lot of sports. You have soccer, and you have lacrosse. I had a boy that came in that had a lot of issues with his neck deep playing lacrosse and soccer. And so, acupuncture helps a lot with, pulled muscles, very effective with helping them, if you have gymnastics, the joints and the muscles. We have a lot of girls that I treat that have that do a lot of gymnastics. Then they have different injuries. You have back injuries. Some kids are soccer players and do a lot of running and a lot of whatever the sport is. Even football, you'll have issues with back pain. kids end up with having that. And acupuncture is so effective on helping these kids so that they actually can play better. It's amazing how much, especially with the girls who do gymnastics, the amount of time spent doing all these pounding, all this exercise that they do around gymnastics, and they're really good candidates for acupuncture because they really need it. So, you know, that's another thing that parents can think about. Let's say a boy, you see it especially a lot in boys who start having pain in their knees and below their knees in the growth plate if they grow too fast. And acupuncture helps a lot with that whole thing so that they can get some relief from that terrible, terrible bone pain that they get as they grow and develop. So that's something that parents also need to think about, like why not, especially kids that are doing huge amounts of practice and exercise, why not get them in? We not only treat that, let's say, an injury, but we also strengthen them, their bodies, in the sense that they can, their whole body works and functions much better and stronger. In Chinese medicine, we look at the different organs affect different things, like the spleen, what we call the spleen, or the digestive system affects the muscles. Then we have the liver affects the joints and the tendons and the ligaments. So we can do sort of a deeper body addressing the organ on an organ level, with the way we look at it, the organ level, so that these young athletes are stronger. It also helps with the stress of just competition. And so it's very nice for a young athlete to get acupuncture and different things that go around it to be able to use that as they get involved with their sports activities. I've also been very effective with treating warts and skin conditions too, which is totally cool. And I had a little girl that came in and she had a wart on her knee. Actually a cluster of warts on her knee. And I did an acupuncture treatment, and I didn't see her for a little while because it was summertime and she went to see her grandparents, and she came back and said the wart went away. The cluster of warts went away on her knee. It's really amazing. I how acupuncture helps so many different things. Now, if you have a child that has test anxiety, feels gets really anxious around tests, and or they're having difficulty focusing or hyperactive, those kids do very well with acupuncture. And kids that get headaches and abdominal pain and constipation and stuff like that, I can work with parents on how different things that they can do besides acupuncture needles, besides all the different things I can do. There are things that parents can also do for the child, and there are things I can teach the child to do. I can teach them how to do certain breathing techniques that help with stress management. If they can learn that at a young age, my goodness, look at how that will impact their lives. So I just want to have another break here, and we'll come back for our final segment. And please, if you have any kind of questions, please call me. I'd love to answer your call. All right, I'll see you in a little bit.
A B opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Holy hormones, honey! Every week, this groundbreaking radio show brings you insight about hormone fluctuations, addressing the core biological issues that cause mood disorders, and offers a general support center for women everywhere at any stage in their lives. Host Leslie Carroll Botha has the passion and drive to help you make informed decisions about your well-being and reclaim your life. Holy Hormones, Honey, sponsored by True Hope Incorporated, is broadcast live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly, but instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the cancer coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler will help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio with Cheryl Hungsermeyer. Do you have a question for Cheryl or her guest today? Please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send us an email at CherylHRadioShow@acumedicine-health.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back into our program, which this is Cheryl Hungsmeyer, and we're discussing today pediatric acupuncture and how we treat children. And it's been sort of an interesting thing. One of the things that I haven't discussed also is there's this whole dietary considerations that we need to look at too, that is very helpful in with helping children get better. Sometimes we can it'll help a lot with what can you do around if you have a lot of ear infections? What kind of foods are good to help? We also look at each season, the kinds of foods that are good for each season as we go through the seasonal changes. What are nourishing foods? That whole thing, that's discussed with my young clients and their mothers about what important foods are useful for them in particular. We're in the fall season now, and so this is called the metal time of the year. It's the lung. We deal with the lung. We really tonify the lung this time of year when somebody comes in just for maintenance. There are a lot of different kinds of food. It's important to children not eat a lot of foods with preservatives in them. That causes a lot of issues with hyperactivity, I've found. If you can eat as close to just, very simple foods, I think children do a lot better. Depending on if they have asthma, I treat children with lots of asthma or allergy problems. It's very important to look at what these kids are eating, and can we decrease the amount of ingestion of phlegm-forming foods, which is a lot of dairy products, and especially if they have an acute situation. One thing that I think is important also for parents to keep in mind is every time you have, like in the fall and winter, it's important, get a quarter cup vinegar. and put it in a pan of small pan of water and boil that and let it the steam, that vinegar smelling steam, go in the air of the kitchen and have get your kids in there and just have them breathe that stinky vinegar air in, and it actually helps the immune system. That's what they do in China. There's a lot of illness, a lot of viruses, a lot of different things going on. Mothers will boil vinegar water and allow their kids to breathe that in, not over the pan, but in the air. It really does benefit the immune system. So if you see them around a lot of their schoolmates that are getting really sick a lot, get them in the kitchen and have them play in the kitchen while they're breathing and breathing in that vinegar water. So a lot of times we have to look at some of the things, like if a child can have problems with constipation, why are they having constipation? And that's worth looking at. I can talk with parents about different things that they can do in using Tuina or a medical Qigong. We can teach them different kinds of things that will help their child go to the bathroom better so that they don't get constipated. A lot of kids who are highly anxious really benefit from coming in and getting acupuncture, just like adults in that sense. It's just it affects the overall health and well-being of a child so that they can go about their lives with less anxiety. I really discourage parents from having too much TV time for their kids, maybe a lot, just a certain amount each night, no more than an hour. I think that TV and the electromagnetic field that goes around there's so much of that going on that I think that also affects kids in a very negative way. So, eating very basic, simple food, not eating a lot of cold, icy food, eating nourishing food, not a lot of food with preservatives, allowing a child to play and besides their sports, but just allowing them to have time to play and be creative in their own way. Children, every human being needs to be creative, and you can be. That's how children are creative, is through their play, and just playing outside without in the backyard is very important. Just to be able to be creative in that sense, it makes children much more happy. We can have every minute with all kinds of activities. We can have them go into soccer. We can have piano lessons. We can have them go to the tutor. Then we got to, some kids have a regimented life exactly everything. They got all the stuff going. Well, it may be helpful keeping them busy, but they also need downtime just like we do. They need playtime. Playtime is so important. Away from the gadgets and that. Now, there's a lot to say for the different games that can be played on your different computers and stuff like that. But also, there's a certain amount of creativity that goes on without that kind of thing. Reading, looking at books and seeing different things like that, I think is very important. It sort of helps children just sort of center themselves and become more calm. It's very important for children to play with each other and play with their siblings, play with friends. And I can't stress the importance of a simple life and not constantly filling up every hour, every minute with activity that's structured. I think it's very important to do that. So I want to discuss a little one more thing. We're just getting close to quitting. Next week we're going to have an animal acupuncturist on our station, and sticking to the point, and that'll be a lot of fun to have a discussion about what the animal acupuncture world. A lot of people have questions about that. I want to thank you for joining me. And this is Cheryl Hungsmeyer, Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio, with Voice America in the Health and Wellness section. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you again for listening to the program today. Sticking to the Point, Natural Medicine Radio, with host Cheryl Hungsmeyer, can be heard every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.